Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. Now, John, we know the Christian life is a spiritual battle with a spiritual enemy, Satan. Well, 1 Peter 5:8 tells us to be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And then verse 9, but resist him. Well, what does it mean, John, to resist the devil? And maybe just as helpful, what does it not mean?
Well, what it does not mean, Denny, is that you go around shouting at the devil. I remember being at a pastor's conference years ago. I mean, there were like 2,000 pastors there, and it was in a great church. A great pastor as well was leading the conference, and he stood up and called all the men in the auditorium to stand, and he said, "Let us pray." And the first word out of his mouth was, "Satan?" I almost fell out of the balcony. Satan? And then he pronounced on Satan some kind of binding. We bind you, we forbid you this and that. Jesus could do that. The apostles had power over demons, but that's where it ended. And that's why the sons of Sceva in the book of Acts said, "Jesus we know and Paul we know, but who are you?" when some erstwhile Jews tried to exercise power over demons. Now, we don't tell Satan what to do. We resist him by resisting his field of temptation, by resisting his influence, by resisting the power that he has unleashed in the world around us, which finds its way into our flesh and solicits sin. You resist the devil by being strong in the Lord and strong in his word. That's how you overcome him.
Thanks, John, and thanks to you for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. For more in-depth teaching, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.